Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. The next Artemis mission to the moon will be led by a University of Tennessee alumni. NASA Commander Randy Bresnik got his master's degree in aviation systems from UT in 2002, 2 years before he became an astronaut. He's also had training to test living deep under the Earth's surface and in the ocean, making him a cavenaut and aquanaut as well. Yes, that is the official terminology. Bresnik is currently one of the top-ranking members of the astronaut office devoted to developing and testing everything that needs to operate beyond low Earth orbit. He was announced as the commander of the Artemis III mission, which will test how the spacecraft docks with the moon. That happened this week. Nashville in Harmony isn't doing a concert of country songs for the sake of jumping on some bandwagon. Wesley King, the artistic director of the LGBTQ plus chorus, noticed a troubling trend of the country music industry retreating from recent efforts to diversify. So he conceived of a performance designed to engage both the choir members and their audience in specific ways.
I want them to, instead of like exit the conversation, I want them to put themselves in the conversation. I hope they have a great time, but I hope that it leaves them wondering like, oh yeah, why haven't I noticed this before? Or why did I know these stories?
Senior music writer Julie Height brings us a feature on the vision behind Nashville and Harmony's That Ain't Country concert. You can find it at WPLN.org. The rain hasn't washed out Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival, but a large part of the grounds experienced a blackout last night. The Tennessean reports it started around 8:30, causing vendors to operate by flashlight and prompting an evacuation of the Ferris wheel. Stages temporarily shut down until power was fully restored a couple of hours later. Festival goers reportedly held to the third tenet of the Bonnaroovian Code, radiate positivity. The paper reports attendees remained calm and even joyful during the blackout, with some taking the opportunity to show off illuminated costumes. You'll find more news at WPLN.org or in the NPR app under local headlines.